Good evening, everybody. This is Insane Asylum with Mark and Joe.
Are you sure?
Well, I could I could say Insane Asylum with Lisa and Tanya.
Should we do roll call like they do on the Mickey Mouse Club?
Sure.
I'm it's not showing up here.
You started off.
Joey, Lisa, Mark, and Tanya.
Yay!
Oh, here we are.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, we're not called Insane Asylum for nothing.
That's because you're the insane one.
Always have been on
the asylum.
I tend
insane
to run it.
Asylum,
seems, doesn't it?
Okay.
I tend to run the asylum. He's just the main. Main patient or something. Yeah,
main.
There you go. Main attraction.
Main attraction.
Main attraction.
Okay,
main
attraction. Where's the straitjacket?
Okay, anyway, yeah.
All right, you're going to start us off with a story. Uncle Joey's going to start us off with a story right now, everybody. Now, we got to be quiet so we can listen to Uncle Joey.
Can I slap him? You make sure you spank him good later.
Right. You're good at. Don't hurt me.
Sit right next to him. You got my permission.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Not long ago, I was watching, you know, I've been watching a lot more videos since we started this, you know, and the shows and stuff, but I never thought I'd actually see something really fucking strange. And one, I didn't have my phone. Otherwise, I would have tried to capture this. You know. But we were on our way back from Woodman's last night, and it's not the one in Madison, the other one that we go to.
Yes, it's the one over in Waukesha.
Right.
Waukesha?
Yeah.
Waukesha.
Well, we were out that way. But anyway, we're on our way back, and it was 8:30, 9-ish, you know.
Night?
Yeah, it was nighttime, but it wasn't too late because we didn't get back here until it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock when we got back. But
yeah,
anyway,
he was trying to call you. He never got a response.
Right,
well,
I got his four messages on the answering machine, or three messages. Anyway.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so I thought maybe the virus got him and he died on me.
I saw.
He's a Twinkie. You got to keep his show going.
At first, I saw what I thought was a plane. Okay, but the odd thing about this is, it stayed in the same position the whole time, and it should have moved or gotten out of sight, and the lights would fade every now and then. There was three lights. They were like in a triangle formation. Okay. And it didn't move. It was like the object was hovering. It was too high to be any radio tower, because you could see the radio towers off in the distance. There was a couple of radio towers off in the distance, but this motherfucker was not moving. Now, if it was a plane and you're driving along, you see that plane moving. You know, it doesn't stay in the same position in the fucking sky at the same altitude the whole fucking time. It disappeared for a while, and then it came back. Same position in the sky.
And then when we changed positions,
and it was there for almost
driving, so it went from being in front of us to on my side, it stayed there.
And it was really fucking strange. It
lights, very bright.
Yeah.
Because you could clearly see them.
Yeah, and there was three of them. And they were in a triangle formation, you know, like one up here and then
so
two.
So can
in
I the... ask?
Yes.
What were you on?
I wasn't on nothing, dumbass.
Why not? You do the same thing to me.
You know,
I know,
I get it, but I'm just saying, it was fucking strange. I know damn well.
Tells us the same story every time
we
talk about the night of Katie's
wedding. Well, you know, the last time he said he saw lights was on the back of a garbage truck, and he said he saw colored lights. I didn't, so that was all him. But last night, I saw this in the sky.
Yeah, this was.
It was prominent. You couldn't miss it.
And the thing was, you could obviously tell where the radio towers were, and they were much
They have blinking lights.
And most planes, even though we were moving on the same road at the same time, that plane, if it was a plane, it would have been going out of our sight completely. But it was, that ride takes, 20, 30 minutes?
Actually, it probably took 40 to 45 because I went the long way around.
For most of that, it was in our sight the whole time.
Because we basically went through downtown Waukesha.
The same fucking spot in the sky.
Because I didn't want to go back out the way we came because of all the traffic. I wanted to go through a nice... It is on Main Street. When you come off the Beltline, you come up onto... you take the 16418 exit. And you go, instead of making a U-turn, you keep going.
We both have marks.
Kind of straight, but it still turns. Yeah, it turns on to Blue Mound.
We both have marks.
So when you're coming down Blue Mound, Main Street comes off of Blue Mound. And you just follow that all the way down, and Woodman's is on your right-hand side.
Comments.
But we went all the way down through downtown Waukesha because I didn't want to go back on the interstate. Do we have anything new?
Well, let's see. I think I may have worked all day.
Well.
And since it is Friday the 13th.
Yes, everybody. Watch out for those spooky things because it is Friday the 13th.
Now, this week started with.
Watch out for Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, but for us and what you brought us today.
And what is it, Michael Myers?
And it started with this week, started with a full moon.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we got this damn virus
that turned into
a pandemic. Intelligence that our moronic
We'll get to that.
Not the plague. Pandemic.
It makes people moronic.
But anyway.
Mom kept calling it the plague. It's plague.
It's been a fucked up week, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to see all the comments over here because saying that it wants me to update Chrome, and I'm not going to do that till we're done.
And then it ends with the Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really end, but we got somewhat. Another day either. Well, I know one thing that's happening. Tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow someone gets older.
Happy birthday to you. Everybody needs to flood Joe's.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, Tom.
Joe's Facebook.
We'll get to that kind of stuff in a
with
little.
With birthday wishes.
We got an announcement
Dr.
to
Perv,
kind of
you
make.
Should know why they canceled the show.
We're back to Dr. Perv. Okay.
Hey, Dr. Perv, how are you?
All right, hold on. Let's get to the announcement first. Okay.
What announcement? Do you have something to announce?
No.
I thought we weren't announcing it.
We don't want to disclose the location.
But you want to tell them what's going on.
But we want to say that...
Are you talking about what's on this?
That you've got...
Yes, I think he is.
The okay.
You're talking about what's on this?
Yeah.
Marky Mark is without, super right here. See? Yeah. He's brought goodwill and fortune for us today.
Yeah, Mark brought us some good news today.
So first we're going to get into that, and then we'll get into why they canceled all the schools.
And then after he's done with that...
nuts. Getting this ready and working
throw me
for
a
us.
Couple of the rubber things,
and it was
so that I can kind of show.
They're in front of you.
Oh yeah, after he's done.
They're okay. In front of you.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
But I got us in.
Woohoo!
This is some exciting news.
This is going to kickstart our year, hopefully. And I hope it's going to be a good one.
I got to break in with this comment. Tom said, I went to 7 years of perverted school to get the title of Dr. Perv.
Yeah.
How much of this do you want to say?
Well, it's if we just still keep it a secret, but it's going to kick off season two, like we planned.
But here's the thing with this, by the way. This is contingent on this goddamn virus that we've got going around right now.
And we'll get to that.
To make sure, now, we can only do this as long as who is going to show up to go with us on this get sick.
Yeah.
So,
Or none of us get sick.
Right.
Especially one certain person.
One of the reasons I got hand sanitizer sitting here, we got some Lysol sitting here.
We might have to put him back in his box.
And I want to make sure Twinkie stays unexpired.
I'm going to live for fucking ever. I told you that. Anyway, now we got some cool little things. I don't know how well you're going to be able to see these on camera, but they are going to be cool as hell. We got these coming.
You put that one in front of that camera.
And you can put that one in front of that camera.
You're here on this camera, you can put that one in front of that camera.
And we just got that package within the last couple of days. That ought to be pretty cool. You'll be seeing more of those.
See?
Shit.
And next.
Are these the only two colors?
Yes, right now. I can get other colors.
Yeah. Oh, so these are the only two colors.
That I've gotten right now. But I can get other ones.
Tom should like that one because I noticed it's
this
it's
one?
No,
the other one. The red and yellow.
That red and yellow. That's that
Hulk Hogan colors.
Oh, the Hulk Hogan colors.
Yeah, that's like the Hulk Hogan colors. But
the other one's like a Halloween color.
It's Insane Asylum with our website on them. Yeah, I think they're really cool.
It says...
One side it says Insane Asylum, the other side says UtterlyInsaneProductions.com.
Yeah, this one says Utterly Insane Productions.com. And in it, I got a question for you.
Yes.
And it does say Insane Asylum.
That's got to update, so I can't see nothing anymore.
Curious.
So please keep an eye on the comments. I can't see anything anymore.
Wait.
It was forcing
Tom. Tom says, I got a note from the government today saying if my comedy event had 250 people, I'd have to cancel it.
Oh, that bites.
Oh, that does bite.
Yeah, it does. Because you can't have...
He's worked his ass off.
I know
for
he's
that
worked
event.
His ass off, and it sucks because, you know, Tony Evers... He did this
doing it for
thing,
reasons.
And he is doing it for health reasons. But if it's, unfortunately, if it's 250 people, yeah, you got to cancel.
It's like a cesspool of germs.
And I made a delivery today. I made a delivery today to the Overture Center, where they are doing that show, Wicked. And they were expecting 2,000 people tonight, so they had to shut it down.
Well, look at all the sporting events that they had to, look at all the sporting events that they had closed.
Yeah.
The Admirals, their season is postponed indefinitely.
So here's.
They had to cancel spring training.
Question, by the way.
For the Brewers.
You said on one side it says UtterlyInsaneProductions.com.
Yeah.
And on the other side it says Insane Asylum.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you fail geometry?
I know, it's a circle. So there are no sides. So yeah, I've been actually wearing them for the last couple days, and yeah, I understand.
It's not a joke. No,
it was a question, because it's a circle, it's not
a
square.
Dumbass.
And it's not a triangle.
You're a smart ass.
So it's a continuous loop.
Okay, like an infinity circle.
There he is.
No, an infinity circle goes this way.
Well, see, you could make it into one.
That's an infinity circle. Okay. That's just a regular circle.
Okay.
How can that thing be a circle as well as a twist?
Because it's basically two interlocking circles. It's figure eight.
like a figure eight.
Okay.
Oh, bless me.
Now that we got our little announcements out, we've got more little surprises coming like this, though. We're just not going to give away all our secrets yet.
Joe's been busy.
You know, it's kind of weird. You know, 2 years ago, me. Whenever I got him...
That monster over there has been busy, Tanya.
Yeah, next week I'm hoping to have a t-shirt to show.
So...
2 years ago, when I got him going on this podcast, it was to get his mind off of things.
It was actually 3 years ago.
And what?
3 years ago, because that's when it started thinking. Because the first year you guys just talked about anything.
Our first one was 2017. Audio.
Well, Tom, did you have to register for it? Because if you had to register for it, yeah, they will know about it.
Especially if you had
to
get some...
If you had to buy,
or if you had to get permits
or
yeah.
licenses, you know.
See what happens.
Anything you had to file with the clerk of courts to have an event, they know about it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what happens. That's how they know.
So that's what happened with
that's
it.
How they yep. know.
So anyway,
I
mean, NASCAR scans doing races. Some of the races are being done without fans.
Well, without yeah. spectators.
There's no. There's going to be races without fans.
Well,
there's going to be sports events being played.
Why?
Fans.
I was gonna say that. Why did they cancel?
The camera.
Why did they cancel?
The camera. One of you. Bump that camera.
Well,
I didn't.
It looks fine. Just chill.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It just got bumped a little.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Cool.
Oh, maybe it was a figment of your overactive imagination.
Anyway, so why did they? So what I don't understand is instead of canceling all these sporting events, why didn't? Why don't they just play it?
No, no, you ain't hitting my
without spectators. I mean, spring training I can understand because that isn't, you know, that's not really games. That's training.
Yeah, but people still go to those things to watch the spring
down in Arizona.
Yeah.
You want to know how I know about that?
They are.
Because my boss's son works for a radio station in Milwaukee,
yeah.
and he's basically not logging any hours because they're not playing any games. Okay, that was me.
Here we go again.
My hands.
Shake. It's her.
But that's how bad.
Her.
I mean,
oh, what? Now she's playing with it.
I mean,
that's because I kind of moved it this time.
People are really fucking panicking over this, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And you know, it's gotten to the point
deal.
Where not only did I see it firsthand, now that I've seen it firsthand
yeah.
last night.
Hear me?
What?
Every now and then I'm getting a shh, shh, shh in the headphones. It's happened 3 times now.
I don't know what it could be. Anyway.
So.
You know, it's causing such a panic that we went to Woodman's last night. They were limiting toilet paper. They were limiting paper towel.
Well, here's the weird thing.
Two
the
cases
aisles
per.
Were wiped out.
Yeah, here's the weird thing on that, though. What day was that? It was Wednesday I went to Woodman's. I think it was Wednesday I went to Woodman's. I had no problem. I went in there. They had toilet paper. There it went again. But yeah, toilet paper, the irresistible for $3 for $10.
That's because it only happened within the last couple of days.
You know, I could have went in there. I could have bought them out of that shit and fucking held on to it. And then whenever they needed it,
and
I
that's
like,
how it.
$20 a pack. $20 a pack.
Well,
yep,
the funny thing is, that's yeah. probably how it started. Somebody just started buying up, and
yeah, I got
people
TV
were
as well.
And people were watching this, and so they just all started.
Get more without too much problem.
Well, I know the great Cornholio is kind of pissed off right now. Everybody's taking his teepee, and he ain't going to have enough for his bungalow.
Now, what I don't understand...
I'm the great Cornholio.
Now, what I don't understand is, why are people buying the... I mean, I understand why they're buying toilet paper and paper towel and hand sanitizer and the disinfectant.
Yeah.
But what about
weird, okay?
food?
Because
what about actual food?
Yeah.
There's plenty of food.
No, there's going to be a run today and tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow, there's going to be a run on meats. They're going to wipe. You watch. By tomorrow afternoon, the meats at all the different places are going to be wiped the fuck out.
But I'm talking about canned foods. The foods that are going to stay for a while.
I know.
Canned foods. Soups and stuff like that.
Those are going to wind up getting a run, too. And then my boss, actually, he went on his lunch. He went over to Target because he was there yesterday. He was at Target yesterday. And he's like, oh, they had everything there. So he's thinking, on his lunchtime, he went over to Target because he wanted to get some stuff. He's thinking, all right, they had stuff there yesterday. It should be fine, right? He gets in there, and they're sold out of all their frozen pizzas. They're sold out of their toilet paper. They're sold out of... He's like, the shelves are freaking bare.
We should have bought more last night. Yeah, I mean, we spent almost $200, but still, we should have bought more.
I tell you,
it's. I saw people with Facebook. Two carts. And then the lines. We get up to the cash registers, and the lines were pathetic.
The reason it's gone nuts lately in the last 24 hours is because the incompetence of our government, our representatives in our government.
You'd think the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, with the way
people just don't want to be quarantined and then have no food or toilet paper or paper towel.
Well, that's the thing. Lisa made this point, too. Why the fuck are you fucking wiping out toilet paper? It's a respiratory ailment, it's not an ass ailment. Okay,
somebody actually said that. I saw a post on Facebook. It's not an ass virus, it's a respiratory virus.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, there was also a post on Facebook. It said...
Who eats frozen pizza in the apocalypse?
Well...
I would.
Zombie frozen pizza, man.
It's frozen pizza, man. Yeah, exactly.
It's frozen pizza.
It's stoner. As long as you have a working oven, you can make it. You have a tote,
man. Sit there and you get stoned and you eat your frozen pizza.
Yeah.
That's classic stoner food.
You don't even have to. You wait till all the meat's pre-cooked on the pizzas. Usually, you pop it in the oven. You don't even have to cook it till the crust is done.
Ew.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. Look.
What?
Canned tamales.
Oh, those old ones from Hormel.
Hormel canned tamales.
Oh, those are real good.
Oh my god! Ew!
They just don't like me. They just don't like me.
Oh, the hat tamales. I went into Dollar Tree yesterday, right?
Yeah. Oh, were their shelves empty too?
No.
See, that's one store I haven't been in yet.
Their shelf that they had their chili setting on is empty now because I took the last 7 cans they had sitting there.
Yeah, we had chili last night.
Had chili last night. It was really good.
2 cans, but we didn't use all 7.
Jeez, I know where I'm gonna go tomorrow.
Yeah, but if anything's gonna start this,
I'm gonna go check out the Dollar Tree.
Her brother went to the Dollar Tree in Jefferson. This was in Jefferson.
Yeah.
And did you not say he couldn't find toilet paper there?
No, that's probably
hand sanitizer. When I was there yesterday, their whole fucking thing was it was full of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. They had toilet paper in their back aisle. They had toilet paper up in one of the front aisles. And she said
because they were getting ready for it.
Maybe that's it. Maybe Cornholio's just stocking up on it.
What's that?
Maybe Cornholio's just stocking up on it. That's why it's just vanishing off the shelf everywhere, you know?
He lives by himself, so he doesn't really stock up.
Oh, you like him too, huh, Tom?
Raw, cold. Yeah, that's it. Classic stoner food.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Dr. Pervert knows something.
Yeah, exactly, man. Those fucking things are awesome.
I ate it big time. Yeah, I could see that.
Mark has oysters at home. You want to share those with them too?
No, I've only got one can of smoked oysters. I love those things. Those and crackers. We're gonna be in the apocalypse.
You'll open up a can. We'll see. You want them?
Yeah, this thing's gonna start the zombie apocalypse. Then what the fuck are we gonna do?
The funny thing is, now that it's coming big in the United States, China doesn't have it anymore.
Well, they do. It's still everywhere. It's that they don't have it contained.
It calmed down for them because they're the first ones to get it.
What's caused the panic? What's caused this panic is all the misinformation.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's confused people to the point which they don't know. So then you got some of these preppers out there and then some of these doomsday people out there. And there's a lot of them. And they're out there preparing for the zombie apocalypse or whatever.
Say all the doomsday people?
Well, whatever. You know, whatever you want to call them. But I'm just saying, you know, you got the head of the state saying one thing. The doctors and other people saying other things. The internet's saying something else. You know, people don't know what to believe out there. That's the problem. And that's what these doctors and the professionals are trying to get across. It's all this misinformation is causing panic. Because people don't know when to go to the doctor. They don't know when to go to the hospital for sure. They don't know if they got a common cold. They don't know.
They're not going to have enough equipment, not enough doctors, not enough nurses, not enough beds.
We could have been better prepared.
The thing is,
too.
It started out to where they didn't have enough tests for this thing.
Right. This is what it's all been talking about. The incompetence of our government officials that are sitting in the White House. And
the incompetence of the dumbasses.
Is what's causing a lot of this, and this is the thing about this is I totally lost your train.
This train derailed.
Well, something caught my attention down there, and you didn't
reset that up there. He's like, Joey's derailing.
I didn't reset what?
See what mine says?
Reset what?
I don't know how.
There's a headline thing there that says Insane Asylum 6 Ghosts.
Oh!
So anyway, no.
That was her.
No, I put coronavirus in more.
Yeah, but you didn't reset something else. So, I don't
well,
know.
Well, you didn't have it set up when I got here.
I don't know how
here.
That got that. Like,
anyway,
well,
the incompetence of these idiots is what caused a lot of this because. See, you gotta think. Our hospitals right now only have about 45,000 ICU beds. And most of those, 80% of those, are being used pretty much all the time. So there's only about 20% of them that are not used. And because of the incompetence and not catching this quick enough and getting stuff going with testing and figuring a lot of this out, The experts are saying that when this winds up hitting everything all at once, for the ICU, we're going to need another 150,000 beds that we don't have. And currently we only have, I think they said, 35 or 40,000 respirators. And they were actually saying that we are going to need closer to 700,000 respirators if this hits the way that they're thinking.
Well, yeah, this country is not fucking prepared and could have been.
Well, you want to know a country that's even less prepared than we are? They've already got over 1,000 deaths.
I'm sure there's
China.
A lot of them.
Italy.
Italy's in bad shape.
Oh, wow.
There is a guy that was on the streets on the
that
social
was weeks
media.
Ago, I saw something like
taking
that.
A video of himself, and in the background, his sister, his dead sister, is laying in the bed.
Oh my God!
And he's begging the Italian government to come take her body out so
he doesn't get sick,
so it doesn't spoil and everything.
Make things worse.
Yeah. There's another one that's almost as bad as Italy right now. You can see the trench for the mass grave that they're digging from space.
Where's that?
Oh, wow.
Iran.
Oh, jeez.
They have literally dug a trench that you can see from space.
So that they can just throw the bodies
so that's,
in there.
That's exactly what they're going to be doing whenever this happens. They're going to be pushing them off into
They had numbnuts saying, oh, this is going to be no worse than the flu or this, and we handled that, and it's a lot worse.
Now, over in Wuhan
just because
province,
the numbers weren't there.
The Chinese government, it took them a bit to get a handle on it, but they got a handle on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because...
And right now, it's pretty much done over in China. It's just the ripple effects is still headed out
that's,
for us.
That's because
well, when it first started, no...
Well, I
The president and his other... His
I believe
better half, I should
China
say, the vice president, they couldn't get their story straight. One was saying one thing, one was totally opposite.
Yeah.
And... Why do you think this pandemonium happened?
Well, it's
because nobody could say the same couldn't get on the same page.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's an effect that I saw. It's like an effect.
Stop it.
It's like this effect that I saw on an episode of House, and I forgot what he caused it, but the entire plane. He was on a plane. Him and Cuddy were on a plane, and this Chinese guy, he was like a diver.
Oh, he got a rash, and then he started getting sick.
He got that diver's thing that divers get because they go way above a certain altitude too fast after going to certain depths.
Yeah.
Okay, in the water.
It's called the bends.
Yeah. But he got it really, really bad. This guy got it really, really bad.
And he started an epidemic on the plane.
So the whole plane started like almost panicking and then started getting sick. And even Cuddy fell for it. And, you know, House was the only rational one because he knew what was going on. And it was all in everybody's head. And, you know, once they cured the guy and figured out what was going on and got the plane to go below so many thousand feet, everybody started feeling better and stuff like this because they realized, but it's
they were copycatting
him.
That's a nice, that's
because
a nice
of the
story and all, but the problem with that is it's not what we're dealing with.
Well, no, but it is in a way because it's all this miscommunication and people not knowing what to do, they're panicking.
Yeah.
And that's why they're buying up
all
the goods in the store.
It's panic buying.
They're panicking.
I saw a really good
shit in the store.
What do you want to call it? Remember back when we had 9/11 and they were talking about the gasoline.
What about it?
And everybody just started lining up at the gas stations to get gas, making the gas stations run out of gas.
That's going to happen right now, too.
I was just
going to
say, now it's happening at the grocery stores.
You got a full tank right now?
Gas prices are going to be dropping.
I got gas right after we went to Woodman's last night.
The reason I ask, because people are going to start buying out all the gasoline. You know, they're going to start filling their tanks and getting everything going.
And they're going to take gas. Gas can after gas can after gas can of gas.
When Mango Mussolini made his little announcement at around 2:30, he told everybody that they need to fill up their gas tanks.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so that's kind of,
that's why the gas station, well, I can't say it was full because it wasn't the gas pumps that was full. It was everywhere. But the gas station out here in Exonia usually has no cars. Well I came to almost a full parking lot.
Yeah, and the gas prices are down to $2.05 a gallon.
And as far as I know, they're falling even more.
Yeah, they're going to be falling
and
more.
The reason that's happening is because Saudi Arabia is actually flooding the market, and they're having a nice little price war or gasoline war with Russia. Because Russia's also doing the same thing. They're flooding the market. So the prices of a barrel of oil has dropped to like something like $35, $30 a barrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what happens when that's over?
Then they spike back up again.
Yeah. Probably up to $5-$6 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons for this also is to kind of screw us over because of the fact that, our
stock market has plummeted over 20,000 or over 20% already. It's dropped.
It's dropped.
And, this has been the worst stock market since 1987.
When it crashed
in 2008.
They're talking too, that it's like record drops.
For a single day drops, this has been the second worst. The 1987 is when that Black Monday hit, and they dropped like 25%.
They're breaking records.
Every time the Dow and all that stuff goes down, Donnie's face gets oranger.
He's holding his breath.
It's like the blood's draining from his face. Oh. He's got to make it more orange.
I, you know, it's not a
constipation?
Conspiracy. He does this.
Look, if that monkey keeps bugging you, just light the lighter under it and it'll fucking burn it right out of the sky.
Does something to make the market go back up. People make money. Think about it. The president of the United States, still? Doesn't matter who he is.
It's going like this, really fast.
Something just went.
Tell
he
me
just
something.
Got him.
Hey. Tell me if this isn't a fact.
What?
All right. The actions, no matter who the president of the United States is, the actions and the words that come out of that person's mouth and the actions they take will affect the stock market.
Yeah,
in some form or another. Everything. Now, do you don't think he, sometimes the stuff he says, you don't think he's doing this.
Hi, Allison, or is that Jennifer, or is that Philip?
Yeah.
It's one of.
I mean, think about it. If I was to think about it,
Allison's on right now.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of her.
Allison,
how you doing?
It kind of confused me for a second because I was talking earlier about my niece and her husband, Philip. Hi, Allison. And not just that, but my niece Jennifer has a daughter named Allison.
So. Yeah.
I'm going, wait a minute, what the heck? One of the kids is watching us.
I wouldn't put it past them, though.
Yeah, we've been trying to get a hold of you, Allison.
Yeah, she knows.
That's why she, yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of a screwed up situation that we're in right now because everybody's panic buying. It's gonna put a huge run on our grocery stores. You're gonna have people out here that aren't doing the panic buying because we have a little bit of smarts in our head, but then we're gonna be left behind on that.
When's the last time you saw Woodman's close at midnight when
it wasn't
preparing
for a holiday shopping spree?
Not even for holiday shopping sprees.
Normally, they're stocking while people are buying groceries. Yes. Last night, if you noticed, there were boxes all over because there were too many people. They could not get in there to stock because of too many people.
The Woodman's, Wisconsin statewide. Yeah. Closed at midnight until 5 a.m.
Hello, I don't believe it's statewide. I think there's some down in Illinois too that are going to be closing.
But yeah.
So the whole thing is, I've never
they
seen
had
them
a
do
restock
that.
And
they
clean.
Usually stop. The only time they've ever closed is for Christmas
or
Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's usually like the day
actually,
after.
Actually, not even New Year's.
No, it's usually like the day
it's just,
after.
It's just Christmas.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It's Christmas and Thanksgiving that they normally close.
Yeah, because they have to.
And within the last few hours, Tony Evers closed schools.
Yep.
All
the schools are closed.
Well, some of them were closing before that.
Events are getting
Beaver Dam, actually, they extended their spring break because of it. But now he sent the thing off.
The University of Wisconsin up in Madison there, they've already said that that's what they were going to be doing. Spring break was going to hit. They were going to tell the kids, if you're going to go off campus on spring break, don't bother coming back until you're notified.
Who is it? Say hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
So, yeah, we've been... kind of a screwed up situation, man.
Yeah. So.
So,
like the doctor said this morning, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, yeah, but people shouldn't be panicking so much. They should do their research and realize that you don't have to go out and do all this panic shopping, because most of the people that have been dying from this are, well,
have another
one big concentration,
have an underlying cause
in the senior centers.
Yes.
Nursing
homes.
Well,
that's the thing.
So,
people that are 70 and over are prime targets for this. And not just that, but the people, there are also people that are getting sick from this, have underlying
conditions
that they don't know,
that
they're not aware of.
The whole immune system,
and that's another thing that's causing a lot of these deaths and a lot of this problems.
Right. Exactly.
If you can catch it on time, you can actually get treatments and have everything situated and ready to go.
Yeah.
So that way you can possibly not die from this.
Yeah.
Now,
you think instead of buying ass wipe that they'd be buying cough medicine and
That is too. Because
they buy
all freaking bought out too and stuff.
Like I
said, I can't find this anywhere. This is courtesy of my boss, by the way.
Yeah, that's a scary
thing. He ordered a bunch for us. He's got some in reserve for us. And he told me go ahead and take one.
You know, that's
I told him I've been trying to find it. And I asked him if he was going to be ordering any or has ordered any. If so, I'll pay him for some of it. But he's like, no, you know, we got some in reserve. Just take a bottle if you need it. And yeah, I wanted it because of him. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Joe, the thing is, you don't understand. You're with the issues you have, your immune system is crap.
They bought totes of vodka.
We do not want to get.
Hey, I like the way they.
We do not need you getting sick and ending up in the hospital on your deathbed.
It has to be Jose Cuervo, though.
No. Think about it. The reason vodka. Because it doesn't have anything added to it, and it's an alcohol that's over 60% alcohol.
Oh, sanitizer!
Exactly.
Sanitizer.
Anything over 60%
proof.
No, not proof. Anything over a 60%
alcohol content.
Alcohol content, isotropic alcohol.
Which means alcohol rub.
Or higher.
You mean like alcohol 60% rub?
Or higher. Is what will kill this shit.
Awesome.
Okay? And you need 60% or higher. Now, if you know where you can get ALO gel and a 90% isotropal, you mix 2/3 of the alcohol with 1/3 of the ALO gel, and and you can make your
ALO? ALO? It's ALO. Or if you have an ALO plant.
Whatever.
Mike used to keep one of those around, and that would be a plant.
Well, that's because you cut it off. You cut it off when you have burns.
Get the gel from the plant. Yeah, come on, they make that. You got to make that in a manufacturing. But the whole thing is the reason for the
aloe vera.
It's aloe vera.
Aloe vera. Now the reason for that is to pretty much keep it. You know, keep the
moisturize.
Keep it from drying out.
Because aloe vera, if you have a plant at home and you get really bad sunburn, or if you get a burn, you cut off part of the plant and you rub it on it.
My mom had like 3 of those plants, and she grew them all the time.
She needed it. She had a lot of kids to take.
Yeah,
Mike bought one to keep around the house. Mom wasn't very good in the kitchen sometimes, so she'd get a lot of burns.
We didn't have many plants, or else my mom killed plants.
But you know, a scary thought, though. People out there, and the way that they're going to start being lax to help people get over this virus with the cough medicine and stuff, that's one of those ingredients that... that are used to make
meth, crystal meth.
One
of those cough syrups or cough.
Oh,
That's why a lot of the cough syrups are locked up.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What I'm saying
is because people used to buy a lot of it.
The last time I bought Kaufman is the night I had to show my ID.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how bad it's got.
Because people were buying it up and
last time I bought
it to make crystal meth
brand shit from Walmart, I didn't have a problem.
It's certain brands and certain types. Had to have certain ingredients.
That was the same.
If I'm not mistaken, DayQuil and NyQuil are one of them.
But anyway,
that's because of codeine. It's got codeine in it.
And I think that's what it is that they use.
No?
I don't think meth is codeine.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but
Tom! Dr. Tom!
Dr. Perv.
Dr. Tom.
Dr. Pervert.
I'm sorry, I'm not calling him that.
Dr. Perv.
So if he's listening, he can tell us probably what's in it.
He's got a PhD.
So, Tom, what do they use in certain cough medicines to make crystal meth with?
That's fucking funny. I don't know. I don't think my thing's updating too well. It closed.
I don't think mine is either.
I don't know. They keep popping in and out. A lot of people do. Right now, I think it's just you and I that are on.
I don't know.
I was going to say, it shows two, and I usually have little icons up here, and I don't right now.
Yeah.
I did have Ashley up there.
But anyway, So, yeah, it's kind of screwed up.
We're at 46 minutes.
Okay, Pinky.
Sudafed is perhaps best known over-the-counter drug, which includes which can be used in the manufacture of...
She looks stuff up for us. She's our researcher.
Sudafed is perhaps the best known over-the-counter drug, which includes... Okay, I can't pronounce that. Which can be used in the manufacture of methamphetamines. So Sudafed.
Crystal meth.
Sudafed.
Methamphetamine. Now I got it down to one. What the hell?
Two.
You didn't log out.
No.
And my live button is kind of going in and out.
Yeah.
When you do that, that thing could have moved this way more.
I know.
Tom says any analgesics
do it.
Analgesics do it.
Yeah, he just said it right there. Leave it to Dr. Pervert to get the answer right.
Yep.
That's because I asked him.
No, you asked Dr. Tom, not Dr. Pervert. That's why I answer right away. The only answer is to Dr. Pervert now. I can't believe we did that to him. We are so mean.
Yes, you are.
He enjoys it. That's why he keeps tuning in. Yeah.
That's because he loves our show.
Just wait. It's about to get better. That's all I can say.
Yes, it is.
If all goes well.
Anyway,
all goes well.
So, yeah, we got to pretty much stay healthy, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got.
Especially for a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, that first episode. Tom,
does that mean I have to quarantine him at home?
The first episode of season two is going to be the first time we go out on location again this year. Okay.
Now,
I did charge up all my toys.
So
okay. I have a question.
We will not be live.
That's my question.
It's gonna be one of these ones that are gonna be.
We'll wind up doing another show
next Friday,
and then we'll do our location shoot on Saturday, and we gotta cross our fingers.
I have a question.
You already had a question and then you gave it up. So what do you want now?
Why couldn't we do a show right before we leave to go on location?
We could do that too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I was just asking. I mean, it all depends upon the schedules.
We got to be on location prior to the sun setting because we want to film some
outside. Yes.
And, you know, on Saturdays that Tom and...
At noon.
Okay, we don't want to step on that.
So it'd have to be 2:30.
Okay. And we can do it after their show?
Yes.
But anyway...
Which we will we'll probably be sitting here watching their show while
we're gonna
beforehand.
We're going to have a good time doing a brand new location that somebody or nobody,
actually
nobody
I will say
has ever done before.
This is a location I work my ass off getting us into, and we are going to be the first ever to go in there and do an investigation like this.
So we're going to be back on the road doing investigations, basically is what's going on starting next week.
And which means we're busy the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the following week we're going to have more fun down in Grafton.
Yeah.
Now, that week, are we going to do a show, a live show, or are we just going
to
use the crossover show?
That's up to, we're not, that's not our territory.
Well, that's why, no.
That's Tom's territory.
You're not listening. Are we going to do a live show ourselves the week of that week?
No.
Okay, that's... You just answered my question. Thank you.
It'll be too long of a day that day.
That's what I figured. I mean, it's going to take all...
We can use the crossover show.
Yeah, as our show.
We can use that as part of it.
That's like
cool.
When we go and do the... That's like when we go and do
the trip
that we're planning later on in the year, the trip that we're planning where we have the whole weekend where we're going to be gone. There's going to be no live show that weekend either.
Which is fine.
But we're going to be coming out of it with quite a bit of film footage.
Yes.
From several different locations.
Oh, check this out. Tom said we're going to be the first ever at the art mill, too.
Cool.
Oh,
I also
awesome.
Got two locations we are going
Please
to be the first in.
Pass that one thick book over there that says Wisconsin's Haunted Locations. I got a question for you, too, while I was thinking of it. You just triggered something that...
You triggered him, Tom.
Yeah,
gosh,
you triggered something.
Oh, yeah, he has a question about another place.
What do you know about this? Here, it's called Farrant's Grafton Hotel. It's a Grafton Hotel. Ferrantes. It's on Wisconsin Avenue in Grafton. What do you know about that place? Yeah, we don't want no dead air, but see, this is another place.
What?
I'm going to try to call them and talk to them, too, before we go.
Grafton, Ozaukee County, Wisconsin?
That's where we're going, but that place is also down there and considered extremely haunted.
Ferrantes Grafton Hotel.
Right, but it's like an Italian restaurant now. It's not even a hotel anymore.
Yeah, that's why it's called Ferrantes.
Grafton
right.
Hotel is super haunted.
Right, right.
Which...
It's in our book here.
Yeah, it's in this book, The Wisconsin Road Guide to Haunted Locations.
By Chad Lewis.
By Chad Lewis and Terry Fish.
Right, Fisk.
Fisk.
Terry Fisk.
Terry Fisk.
Yes.
That one.
Yes.
Now, one other little question for Dr. Kerr, by the way. For a week from tomorrow's doohickey we're doing, my daughter's going to come with us, and she wants to also come with us on the 28th. So, just kind of curious if it's cool with Mr. Dr. Kerr here and Molly. And everything, if we could possibly make her day and let her sit in and, on the interview thing with us.
I told you she can take my spot, especially if I have to sit in the hot seat.
Oh, you have to sit in Mark's hot seat again?
Yes.
He's not there? Yeah.
Yes.
That was funny.
No, it wasn't.
That would really make her day. If
yes.
If she
make her
there.
Sit
it
in the
would,
hot
it
seat.
Would, it would totally make her. It make her everything. I mean, seriously. I think she'd love it.
Okay. 100%. 54 minutes, people.
Yeah, I know. We're pretty close to the end here because we don't want to get too much.
Yeah, we got a...
Excuse me.
So we got a lot coming up.
Yep, I know it's not a hotel anymore.
A lot that's planned. Yeah, okay. It's like an Italian restaurant is what it is.
One other
now.
Thing I want to do is down by Seven Bridges.
And
the park down there.
Well, I want to even
that
go there. I haven't been there yet.
That's in Grant Park in Milwaukee.
Down there, we're going to need to do that and during the day and do a kind of a walk around.
In other words, start early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, if we start early in the morning, that's when
and
then
we start early in the morning, film till like noon, no, go get something to eat, and go back.
Hey, I got a different plan.
Should be able to take the child with us.
Oh, you mean the child
the
out there?
Baby.
My fur baby?
No.
Are we able to have dogs in that park?
No. I don't want to do that. That's kind of a long drive, though.
I don't care.
We're walking their dogs in that park.
She would enjoy it.
Yeah, she would.
Whatever. I just
and
don't want
to and
get
you
sick
can,
in the car.
You know what? Then I'll drive with her and you can drive with him.
These two would wind up being
tired.
A little slow and tired. So you and I are the mountain goats of
yep.
the team. We'd be all over the fucking place.
But
yep.
Here's a change of plans. So
the only thing that would bother me is heights.
When we do the...
But as long as I keep getting distracted...
When you
as long
park,
as I get distracted, I'm fine.
Coming from a man.
But if I have to deal with Joy, I'll be fine. Okay, go ahead.
When you do the park, we go for breakfast and we make a phone call first.
Your daughter and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we go for breakfast.
Because he wants to go through it with us.
That's fine.
Well, no, you don't have to go through it with us.
No,
but
he said
with my daughter first.
He said that he would love to.
I don't have a problem
to.
With that. Okay. I don't know why people are saying.
But anyway...
But no,
we
like I said, make
plans.
It kind of an all-day thing.
We got
go
a different bucket list.
Go film. Go for lunch.
We may only
film
repeat,
some more because I know
maybe
it's
one
take
or
a while.
Two locations because I know you definitely want to go back to Eagle Road Cemetery.
Now that I've got the FLIR camera, I do want to go back out to the Eagle Road Cemetery. And I also have the extender for my IR on my other camera.
Right.
So there are two reasons I want to go back out there for that.
So I mean... Pretty much this season, we're not. That might be the only location we repeat.
Yeah, and that's because of some of personal.
Except
for
if we can get a hold of and Mother Nature cooperates, we can get to back out that Bray Road area.
Yeah, I definitely
that would be cool too.
I definitely want to work on getting out there.
So
okay, but now I got one more little thing here before we sign off for Dr. Purr.
Uh oh. He's going to put you in the hot seat.
No. Last week, when we were talking about succubuses and incubuses, well, guess what? It's not buses at the end. It's succubi and incubi when you're talking plural.
Oh, you had to go look this up?
No. I just knew it. I just totally spaced off saying it last time.
So he had to make sure he was anal and got his point across.
For singular. And incubi for plural. And then that's the male version. And it's succubus for singular. And succubi for plural. And that's the female version.
Something can suck.
Well, the reason they're called that is because they live on the life force of their victims. A succubi, take the life force of their victims.
Alright.
Okay, it is now almost 59
all
minutes.
Right.
And if you do any of your shopping on Amazon.com, please use the link at the top of our website. We could use the help. You know, it would help us grow, help us get equipment. And help us go to better locations in the future. So, please, visit our Amazon link at the top if you do any of your Amazon shopping. And that is utterlyinsaneproductions.com is the website.
And now it says Tom joined again.
Yeah, he probably...
See you next week, Dr. Perv.
Yep, see you next week. Well, no, yeah, no. Whatever.
We're going to do, we'll do a show before prior to going, after Tom and Mark's show.
Yeah. And we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then we'll go do our shoot.
Our on-location shoot, but we got to reverse that again because we don't want to go live before we go out on location and give away where our location is before we get there.
No, we're not going to give away the location.
No, I'm just saying.
We go live. We'll go live in the afternoon.
I get that.
From this point on,
we need to go live after our location.
Haven't figured out how to do
the location we went to, too.
Haven't figured out how to do anything live.
We'll
talk about this afterwards here. All right.
That's all right, Tom. We're done. We'll holler at you later. Have a good night. And thanks for watching and paying attention and having fun.
Yep. Until next week. And we are out of here.